Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Now, one of the 3 million children living with single parents, around 1 million children never see their dads. And nearly half of children in single parent families are now living in poverty. Well, if this resonates with yourself, our guest, next guest might be able to help. Welcome to the show, James Bryan.
Hi, Sina. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, James. You've been there, done that, wore the T-shirt. Can I ask what your story is?
I basically, with my ex-wife and I, we grew apart, and we decided to separate and get divorced. I suppose the big part for me was that my ex-wife, she moved back down to Cornwall, where her parents are, and we lived in London. So, you know, it's like a 300-mile distance. The big issue for me was, you know, getting to spend time with my children and working out how to, you know, how to manage that.
And you said to yourself at the time, you made a promise to yourself that one day you'd write a book so no other man would have to go through it alone. And you have done. It's called The Real Man's Guide to Divorce.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when I was, I'm, you know, quite an analytical type of person. And when I was, you know, despite the fact that there's so many people that go through divorce, when I found myself in that situation, I didn't really have anyone to turn to that I would, you know, that I'd gone through it and I could sort of value their experience. In fact, the only person who had been through that actually lived in Spain, lived in Malaga.
Oh, okay.
And of course, I'm in you know, in London.
Mm.
But, you know, you're quite conscious of how much kind of time and how much you can speak to people about it. You know, you don't want to burden people. I just found it was quite a lonely time. Didn't really have anyone to speak to. Everything that I kind of found on the internet was really highly emotive and, you know, quite often quite destructive. And so I kind of worked, you know, found my way through the situation. And I kind of promised myself at the time, you know, I didn't want any other kind of man to have to go through that experience and think that they have to deal with it on their own. And I thought, I'm going to write a book of my experience and hopefully it'll help other people.
Well, I'm sure it will. And to be perfectly honest, although I think we're getting better nowadays, it always seems to be a lot harder for men to talk about their feelings than women, doesn't it?
I think it is. I did speak to, you know, my friends about it, some friends about it, but, you know, you can only go so far. And of course, you know, unless someone's really been through that situation and they experienced it, the learnings that they can give you can only take you so far. You have to really speak to someone who's been through that and who's been through it successfully as well, because, you know, quite often people have awful divorces and breakups. That go on, you know, the issues and problems go on for months and years.
And I know you speak to solicitors as well, and you've put their comments in the book, because like you say, it's unprecedented for the person who's going through it. I mean, my first thought then when you said that your wife took the kids to Cornwall, is she allowed to do that? Do you have no say that she's taking them so far away?
Yeah, I mean, in my situation, it was something. I mean, we obviously discussed it, and you know, from the children's point of view, it was the best, because in my career I travel a lot, so it's not that I know, you know, I work a 9-to-5, so that I know where I'm going to be, and so for my wife to kind of ex-wife to start again and to bring up the children, she needed the parents to be there to kind of help. So it was something that we discussed. But, you know, the long and the short of it is, it's very difficult for the non-resident parent. So the non-resident parent is the parent that doesn't live with the children. Mm. They don't have any rights, really, when it comes to what happens to the children. You know, so you can't really, within the UK, you can't really stop something like that happening.
Presumably, by law, she couldn't take them out of the country without your say-so. To leave.
Yeah, exactly. The law, yeah. Out of the country is different. Yeah,
yeah. That's, yeah. That's something then. It seems a little unfair. And for you then, when you do see the children, it must be heartbreaking to say goodbye. It must be heartbreaking for them and for you.
Yeah, I mean, in the early days, it was particularly hard, because you know, you're used to spending, you know, seeing them every day and spending so much time with them, and you know, when you've lived with your children, it doesn't matter how much time you spend with them, it's never the same, it's never enough, and it's something that you've got to come to terms with. And of course, you know, the children get upset in the early days as well, and you know, time, they say time's a healer, you know, eventually it does work out, but you've got to facilitate that by, you know, avoiding confrontation and creating upsetting experiences, you know, when you come into contact with your ex, and that, you know, if you can do that and if you can manage that process, you know, that helps smooth things through. And so whilst, you know, my children, I see them every other week. And yeah, of course, they would rather me be there. They understand that I'm not, and they look forward to spending time with me. And my ex-wife and I, you know, we get on perfectly well. There's no issues there. So, you know, we make the best of the situation and make it as normal as possible.
Yeah. And that's great advice, and I think you're fortunate, but there are couples that simply do not get on, and that really has to affect the children, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and I mean, this is you know, this is one of the, it's the kind of basis of the book, because really the starting point of all this is your own mindset and the way that you approach the situation. And you know, if you're coming at it from a place of, you know, anger and frustration and conflict, that's going to affect every communication that you have, and ultimately how the whole thing plays out. And this is why, you know, people are in a situation where, you know, after many years and you know, months and years, they can't be in the same room as their ex-partner. And you know, particularly if you have children, you know, you never really separate, because, you know, your kids are going to have things at school plays and sports days and graduations and
weddings,
you know, parties and all these important things. Yeah, that I didn't want both parents to be at.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And I know that there's some real practical advice, as we say in the book as well, because divorce can be extremely expensive. And you've written a guide as well on to how to reduce the cost of a divorce.
Yeah, I mean, in my career, I've spent a lot of time with lawyers, and you know, there's nothing better than having a lawyer on your side when you're dealing with a challenging situation. But you know, they come at a price, at a cost. You know, they're really expensive, and you know, the actual divorce process itself is in three parts, with the legal separation, which is really very straightforward. and you can it can do yourself. And then there's the financial part of the divorce, which again, you know, if you can agree informally with your ex, you just then go to a solicitor to get them to ratify it so it can go through a court. And then the final part is the access to children, which, to be honest, the legal system, you know, it doesn't make any sense to go down that route because it's very time-consuming and costly, and it's totally ineffective. So, you know, that when I was going through this situation, the kind of two things that I knew that I wanted to get out of it was to make sure that I got access to my children and to make sure that we didn't waste loads of money on legal fees. And to do that, it meant kind of, you know, being sensible and not getting into, you know, trying to avoid conflict as much as possible and try and reach agreement and move forward in that way. And you know, my entire legal costs came in at less than £1,000.
Blimey, crikey.
By you know, approaching it in a sensible way and trying to find, you know, a win-win for, coming at it from a win-win for you know, myself and my ex, and just trying to avoid unnecessary conflict.
So did you sort of learn as you went along then, James? Because obviously you've written this book and presumably that was published after the divorce, so you knew yes. the answers, but you must yes. have been learning by your own mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, there's I mean, I used the skills that I'd learned in my career. So in my career, you know, I've for 20 odd years, I've worked around the world with different types of people, and you know, you learn how to negotiate with people, and you know, work out how to communicate and build effective relationships with people, and you also learn how to deal with you know, really highly charged situations. So there's a lot of learnings came from that, but also, you know, it was kind of you know, working through it and making mistakes and you know, that was part of the book. Part of the book was, yes, you can work this out yourself, and you know, you can work through it and find a way forward. But you know, it's always better to learn from someone who's been through that and has made those mistakes, so that you can fast forward. And you know, what I'm trying to do is help people get through it as quickly as possible with the, you know, the minimum amount of effort, so they can get on with their own lives and focus on being a great parent and getting their lives back on track and sorting the finances out and doing all those things, rather than just focusing on, you know, conflict and fighting and being kind of angry about the situation.
Yeah, sadly, it doesn't really help anyone in the end, does it, being like that?
It doesn't. And this is, you know, I think, you know, focusing on somebody else except for yourself. So, you know, focusing on your children and thinking about them kind of gets you out your own head, and helps you, you know, with your clarity of thought in terms of what's the right thing to do, what's the best way of dealing with this situation, mm-hmm. rather than coming from a place of, I'm really angry with this person, or I'm really angry with this situation. It clouds your judgment.
I think it's, I always think there's a battle between logic and emotion, because what you're saying is very logical, and that's why I think this book's great, because it is written as a guide and will help a lot of people. But unfortunately, when there's emotion involved, it's really, really hard, isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, it's true. I mean, it's absolutely true. In a situation where there's high emotion, there's low intelligence. And it's a scientific fact, because, you know, when we're in a highly emotional state, it's our primitive brain that's actually making us react to a situation. It's the logical part of the brain, you know, the human part of the brain that kind of thinks logically and works things through. But if you've got the old part of your brain, the you know, the one that's keeping us alive, that's keeping us safe from threats, you know, pumping all of these chemicals around our body, it does cloud our judgments and stops us from being able to think logically. But there is techniques to deal with that, because, you know, I'm not saying that it's easy, because it isn't. You know, it's really hard, and but it's about you know, listening, you know, trying to, I know we say this all the time, but, you know, listening more and trying to truly understand what the other person wants is quite useful, because it gives you the breathing space to kind of take that information in and calm down and start to think about, well, you know, what are they asking for, or what is that, this situation? And it gives you time to kind of to respond in a calmer way. But, you know, it definitely isn't easy. I'm not suggesting it's easy for a minute. But,
yeah,
you know, with practice, you can do this. And, you know, in some respects, it's almost like you need to have a better relationship with your ex. Yeah. Once you're separated,
yes,
then
yeah,
when you were together, and I think this is you know, the big learning for me was understanding, realizing, you know, the part that I played in the breakup of my marriage, a big part of it isn't listening, you know, not listening and not understanding the other person, and hopefully, you know, I've learned this and you know, I'll go on in my life and I won't make the same mistakes twice.
Yeah, it's true. You can end up liking somebody, you just can't live together.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
And going on with your life is how you end the book. You get into enriching your social life and navigating the world of dating. So more advice, is it? That's a great idea to finish the book off.
Yeah, I mean, when I was thinking about the book, I wanted it to be a journey. So, you know, I recognised that people coming into it was going to be at different stages, you know, in their personal situation. I start off with the mindset and kind of, you know, beginning with the end in mind, because that's going to influence everything that you do and how you deal with the situation. It goes through all of the practical, you know, elements, such as, you know, how do you actually get divorced? You know, how do you deal with the finances? How do you get access to the children and maintain and grow that relationship with them? But, you know, at the end, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it's, you know, how do you sort of get your life back on track? And so building that social life and doing things that, you know, you feel passionate about, it's not only is it great for you as an individual, you know, when you're happy and passionate about something, you know, you bring good things back into your life. And, you know, I kind of warn early on in the book about jumping into another relationship to, you know, to kind of make yourself feel better. I think it's important to really understand yourself again, because, you know, sometimes when you're in a marriage, you lose some of your identity,
yeah,
what you're about.
Yeah,
I think finding out who you are again and doing the things that, you know, you like to do, makes you attractive to other people, because people are attracted to people that are passionate and happy about life.
Yeah, no rebound relationships.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's just
not a good idea.
You can create more problems than you start off with.
So can we ask, are you happy now? Are you married again?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm not married. I've been with my partner for 3 years now. So we've been together for quite a long time. So, yeah, watch this space.
Good for you. And can I just ask, are Phoebe and Rafe your children?
Yes, they are.
Ah,
yeah.
Because it says at the front of the book, to Phoebe and Rafe, dance to the beat of your own drum. Love that. Love it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome.
I mean, I just wanted to, you know, one element of the book was to kind of show them, if you put your mind to something, you know, you can achieve anything. And I'm a big believer in that. And, yeah, so my daughter's quite proud of me. She's like, are you famous now, Daddy?
Oh, well, you are. You are. You've written a great book and you're on the radio. Bless
her. Yeah, exactly. I'm
the winner, so, indeed. Yeah. Well, the book is called The Real Man's Guide to Divorce by James Bryan, who we're speaking to now. And we're selling it on our website, tre.radio. Simply click on our bookshop banner and you can buy it right now from there. James, I'm so glad that you're happy now. And thank you for writing this book on behalf of everyone else out there that's going through a difficult time.
Yeah, I just hope it can help as many people as possible.
I suspect it will. Thank you, James.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.